Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Out today and say, look, this is not going the way we thought it was going to go. I just want people to understand where we are at. We hope to be competing in 2 to 3 years, and that's what we are building towards. I think fans would be happy.
I think he's lost all of that benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
Was it the not frustrated by the offense, the be patient? Yeah. Which one?
Yes,
I think it's the last 5 years, people have grown so frustrated by everything that comes with the Mo experience. And I'm not all the way there. You guys know how I feel about it and where my differences lie and where my fork in the road comes. But I think just based on kind of reading between the lines for our text line, our calls, whatever, I think that's where they're at. I think Mo can't be the voice that makes
that choice. You have to start with that. But what I'm saying is it sounds like people want to rebuild because they want direction. If you get direction that's not a rebuild, I think Cardinals fans are happy. They want honesty right now.
All right, let's hear from Jake.
Obviously, my overwhelming, resounding answer to that would be no. I'm a spoiled Cardinals fan. I grew up only knowing winning baseball from the Cardinals. And so that would be a tough pill to swallow. However, the Cardinals have put themselves in this position. I think after 2015, they have become somewhat complacent. They got stuck in their ways. And now they are chasing the rest of the baseball industry. You saw this past offseason, they had to update on their pitching philosophy and their types of arms they go after. And now it appears that the hitters are lagging behind or something, you know, is going wrong in the hitting department that they may have to upgrade and, you know, get up with the times on. And so now if you're constantly stuck chasing after the newest trends, the newest models, the newest way of going about and doing things, then it's just time to reset and rebuild and put yourself back, you know, at or above the pace of the league.
So I agree with like almost everything Jake just said until he got to the rebuild. Like I totally agree. They have been chasing since 2015.
Yep.
And we've made that point a million different times and 5,000 different ways, Alex, over the last almost decade. Where I will like go my separate ways with Jake, though, he goes one exit ramp, I go another, is getting to a full-blown rebuild. I just don't think that's necessary. I think they are. I know it doesn't feel this way right now, guys, but if you have the right player development in place and like pitching wise, I think they might. Heimblum, I think, has some serious influence that we're seeing right now down in the minor leagues quietly. You're starting to see some arms develop in a way that is different than what it has been in previous years. And I do think that the hitting development has actually been better. They produced hitters over the last few years. For whatever reason, it's all gone to hell in a handbasket this season, but it's been there for the most part. So I think they're getting closer in that regard. I think that this past offseason, they put themselves into a very clear, we have to do this. We have to get 3 starting pitchers that can start 30 or more games. And it's because that player development through the minors just totally crapped out on them for a year. And they've got this donut hole that currently exists where like down in AA and below, they've got some good pitchers, but at AAA guys have stalled. I think if you get 2 years from now and you get the right voice in place and you get the right idea of what the philosophy should be, what the plan should be, I think this team can be right back in the playoffs. I mean, by the end of this year, honestly, but over the next couple of seasons. I know that sounds crazy given what we're watching right now, but I do think that is very much in play if they can get this thing back on track.
I just think it's important to keep it in the front of your mind when you're sitting here listening and screaming at the radio, you guys are idiots. It needs to be a rebuild. You need to go into a rebuild. A rebuild starts from the owners. And it starts with the DeWitts, and you're not changing the owners. You can change Mo all you want, but the real reason Mo has been here as long as he has is because he's got a great relationship with the DeWitts. And if the DeWitts aren't on board with all of this, then guess what? You're right. not on board with all of it.
He's Alex. That's T-Bone. I'm BK. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll get more into this. We'll hear from you guys. The mic drop features on the 101 ESPN app. Are you ready right now for a full-blown rebuild by the St. Louis Cardinals? We'll get into that in a little bit. Jeremy Rutherford, Blues insider for The Athletic, joins us next year on 101 ESPN.
We're right back to the BK and Ferrario podcast, presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
BK, you got BK and Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. We're going out to the hotline to be joined by Jeremy Rutherford. He has certainly had a busy day. Got the call earlier this morning that Drew Bannister was going to be named the next head coach of the St. Louis Blues, no longer the interim. And JR joins us now via the 101 ESPN hotline to break it all down. We appreciate the time as always, man. Were you surprised at all when they announced earlier today that Drew Bannister was going to get the full-time position?
Well, surprised when you see an announcement at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. But I think that, you know, we shouldn't be surprised by what the announcement was. You know, I think ever since Doug Armstrong, going back to April 19th, held his season ending wrap up news conference, he said that Drew Bannister was on the short list, a super short list of candidates. And obviously he pointed out to the fact that there were some coaches in the playoffs that he'd like to talk to if that possibility came about. I think in the past couple days, he said that he had completed that due diligence. I think some of us can connect the dots to Boston continuing on in the postseason. Does that mean Jim Montgomery's not available? That could be the case. And in the end, he went to Drew Bannister, who I feel like ever since Doug Armstrong started saying some good things about him after the year, felt he had a good shot at the job. So I don't think it should be a surprise to anyone in that regard.
So with the hiring of Drew Bannister, JR, what do you feel like the message is from Drew Bannister and Doug Armstrong with this decision?
Well, I think it's a situation where Drew had some success, 30-19 and 5, I believe. He got the team in a position where it was still competing for a playoff spot until what, game number 80-81. I think that certain players played well under him. And I think a couple other things. It's stability. Doug said that did play a small part in the decision, that they're coming back with a head coach that these players are familiar with. But I think big picture, what we all kind of got to focus on here is, you know, you want to go out and hire, fans do, a great coach, the next big coach, a guy who's going to be able to take this team to the next level. And as Doug has pointed out here a few times, the Blues just aren't in that spot. And so I go back to, you look at the Blues coaches over the years, you had a situation where they had Davis Payne, and you gave him a shot, and you felt that he could have a future. And it didn't necessarily work out. Doug Armstrong saw some signs that, you know, he felt they'd go in a different direction. And they brought in Ken Hitchcock. Well, the Blues are in a position right now, a retool for the next 2 years, that if you've got a guy that you're comfortable with, the GM's comfortable with, the players know, why not stick with him for this 2-year window? That's the length of the contract here, and see what it brings. And if it brings more success and more player development, you know, then you can consider adding on years to that contract. And if not, they'll be in a position, and maybe even in their development, to take that next step where they can bring in the type of coach that Doug Armstrong has said gives you that added 3-4% difference in coaching to get you to the next level.
So, Jared, that was the first person that I thought of when it was announced this morning that Drew Bannister was hired. And it's not to take anything away from him, but it felt a lot like the Davis Payne decision of, hey, we're in a position where we're still growing. They were coming off of getting into the playoffs, and they were thinking, let's see if we can build on it. And it only was, what, one season, and then they fired him the next year. Does this feel like a little bit of a Davis Payne situation?
I don't think so. That's the name that comes to mind, too. So, you know, you and I are thinking alike there. But I think it's a different maybe situation with the Blues right now in terms of they know they're in this retool. They know they're in, you know, development stage. You know, Doug Armstrong was early on in his tenure with the Blues at that point. You know, now he obviously has, 13-14 years on the job. He's honest about where things stand. And as he said a couple times, you're not bringing in a Stanley Cup caliber coach to coach this bunch. They're not going to be receptive to the mistakes that the young players make. So, you know, for the people who felt like they should go out and grab that competitive coach and make a bunch of changes this summer and come back as a team that can contend for third place in the Central Division next year. Doug Armstrong doesn't see it that way. I think that they've come to grips with the fact that this is going to take a couple of years. So I think when you look at it through that prism, it leaves a limited number of coaches, and this is the guy that they believed in and they wanted to go into the next 2 years with.
Jeremy Rutherford is our guest for just another couple of minutes here on BK and Ferrario. JR, you'll find all of his great work over at The Athletic, as always, and on Twitter, at JP Rutherford, recapping the news today that Drew Bannister has been named the next head coach of the Blues, or will remain the head coach of the Blues, but without the interim tag, might be a better way to phrase that. JR, one thing that I was a little surprised by, honestly, was that they announced the entire staff will be back next year. At least that's the expectation currently. What did you make of that revelation earlier today?
I think that could be looked at as a bit of a surprise. But I think when you know the relationship that Doug Armstrong has with Steve Ott, they go way back. When you think about Doug Armstrong bringing in Mike Weber to coach the defense, you know, I can't see a situation where he lets him, you know, coach it for a year and then, you know, sends a young guy trying to get some traction on his way. And when you listen to Drew Bannister talk about wanting to come back with the same staff, again, we go back to that stability, comfort thing. I think Doug Armstrong was willing to listen to Drew and say, okay, you know, that's what I'm thinking as well. I think when Steve Ott got appointed assistant coach to go over with Team Canada and coach at the World Championships, you know, Doug has a lot of influence on those decisions that are made at the Team Canada level. That was a signal that you'd likely see Steve Ott back. And while Steve Ott has been in charge of the power play the last several years, you know, some good and a lot of bad lately, I think that what we saw down the stretch from the power play showed some signs of improvement. So I was surprised, yes. I mean, if you would have told me, you know, 2 months left in the season that the entire staff would be back, probably be a little bit surprised. But I think when you dig deeper and you know a little bit about these relationships and what they're trying to do here with keeping some familiarity with everybody, I don't think it's a big surprise.
JR, one more from me, and this is more roster wise now that the head coach is figured out with Jordan Kyrou and Pavel Buchnevich. I think those are the two guys that everybody's honing in on for this upcoming offseason. What do you feel like the impact on those two futures with the Blues is tied to with Drew Bannister now as the head coach?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of questions that come from what does this coaching decision mean and how is that going to impact their competitive level the next couple of years, and what's that going to mean for some of these players that we've been talking about who need contract extensions like Pavel Buchnevich, and then with Jordan Kyrou and obviously his much talked about future all the time. I asked Doug Armstrong the question on the call about, you know, people are going to look at a situation where if you hire a veteran coach, you're going to make some moves this summer and you're going to be more competitive and people are going to like that. Or if you hire an experienced coach like Drew Bannister, does that mean that this is kind of a setback in terms of it's going to take a couple, 2 or 3 years, and you're signaling to us that you're not ready to be competitive for at least a few more years? And he said, no, we're going to look prudently in free agency, and we're going to try to upgrade this roster, and we're going to make some moves to be as competitive as we can. So with regard to Buchnevich, I still think, you know, whether they brought in Joel Quenneville as the coach or Jim Montgomery or Drew Bannister, that thing's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of investigative work on the Blues' part in terms of, do they want to give a long-term contract to Pavel Buchnevich? Is that what he wants? And then take it from there, again, regardless of who the coach is. And then with Jordan Kyrou, I mean, that's a big decision on what to do with his future. Based on everything I've seen here lately, I can't envision the Blues making a move with Jordan Kyrou this summer unless something big falls in their lap that makes sense. But I think that would have been the case regardless of who the coach was. So I think you can look at this hire as a way of what does it mean for a lot of these decisions? I think some of them are going to be made regardless.
Hey, JR, appreciate the time as always, man. Looking forward to all of your great work over at The Athletic. We'll be following on Twitter as well, at JP Rutherford. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.